The keyach yayin mi bein hakusim.
If somebody buys wine, has a keyach yayin mi bein hakusim. Somebody buys wine from the goyim mi bein hakusim. Here kusim doesn't really mean a goy. It means a kusim which was geriyah mesein. They were Jews. It's only a chash. They didn't take off trumas and maizes. That's all. So if you brought your wine, and Rashi learns is there of Shabbos bein hashmoshes. You got the wine right before Shabbos. So you didn't have enough time to take off the Trumas and Maisis before Shabbos. And now you want to drink the wine on Shabbos. So how can you drink the wine? You have to be afraid it's Tevel. You have to be afraid the Kusi did not take off Trumas and Maisis. So what do you do? Oyma, you have a right to say like this. Shnei Lugim Shani Yosef Lahafrish Harehen Truma. The two out of the 100, like 150th, that I plan to take off for Truma, that should be set aside to be Truma. Asoro, 1/10 Maisarishin. Tess, like one tess, Maisa Sheni, nine parts of it now, 9/10 of it like should be Maisa Sheni. What do you do with the Maisa Sheni? Olmeichel v'shoysa miyad, and I'll be pointed with like on money. Rashi says, Maisa Maisa Sheni lechulin al moyish sheish lemabayis. You say the money you have in your house, that with that money I want to be pointed to take off the kedushas Maisa Sheni here onto that money. Sheish loy pnai lesakin yisakin. It's enough just to say these things. And the actual, you'll take it off really later. And therefore, v'shoysa, miyad, you'll have to drink it right away. That's what the Tanakhama says. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, you hold for, In other words, Rabbi Meir holds, you say, yesh breira. In other words, right now, you're allowed to drink the wine, even though you did not really separate, take off the Trumas and Isis. You're first going to take it off really after Shabbos. You're going to make the breira after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you're going to separate, take out, you know, 1/50th, 1/10th, but you're allowed to drink it right now because you hold yesh breira. We say what you're drinking right now is not the truma, it's not the maaserishin, because that's going to be what you take off later, like you hold yesh breira. So what you take off tomorrow, that's going to be the truma and the maaseris. So if you hold yesh breira, you're allowed to drink it right now. And this is called Afrosha right now. The Afrosha is Chal right now. And this you'll have to do on Shabbos also if you get stuck. But you're not doing an actual Maisa Afrosha. You're only doing it with Bedibur. This is alright. Yeah. So this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Oisrin. They say, no, you're not allowed to do this. Why not, Rashi says? To less Lhu Breira. Because they do not hold from this Svara of Breira. Loima to tell us, that minachul u'shoysel, who gives you the right to say when you drink the wine right now you're drinking chulin and maybe you're drinking truma u'truma ma'isarishin esorin benoit? Who tells you to tell you have a right to say when I drink the wine now I'm drinking the chulin and the ma'isa that's still remaining in the barrel and tomorrow I'll take off the ma'isa? That's only good if you hold the yesh breira, but if you hold ein breira you can't say that. Right now there's chulin and truma, there's chulin and truma mixed together. So you're not allowed to drink anything here right now until you make the actual hafrasha, and that you can't do on Shabbos. So therefore, they say oisrin. So l'churi you see clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breira. Since so the Mishnah before the way we have it, Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh breira. So that's why we have to change around that Mishnah to say no. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says he was maskered at night time. It was Rabbi Doisa the one that says maskered in the morning. Rabbi Doisa holds from yesh breira. But Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Takein Breira, like he says here. So Gemara says like this though. Amri, I'll tell you, Saif, anyway, Amai Ko Mahafchis Lolamas Nisin, who told you to change around that Mishnah? Mishum the Kashat Rabbi Yehuda, because he had a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. If you didn't want to change around that Mishnah, there Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. And here we just had a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. So because of this stira, we went to change it around to say the first one is not Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it's Rabbi Doisa that says Yesh Breira. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira like it says over here. The Gemara says if you're doing that, Hashtu Nami Kasha Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Yechanan. But still we have a stira in Rabbi Yechanan. The Yamrit, the Rabbi Yechanan, because he said according to Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Teima Kol Hanilkat, don't say Kol Hanilkat, Eleima Kol Hamislakit. So Rabbi Yechanan says, don't say the case was at night time you're being paid to the Kerem Ravai, but rather you're doing it in the morning. Elam, your whole teretz was you're doing it in the morning when the payrus is still in your Rashus. So you're putting down the money to be paid to the Kerem Ravai early in the morning when everything is still in your Rashus. So that's the way we're answering the first Rabbi Yochanan, that you can only do something when it's in your Rishus, before the Ganav took it. Because once the Ganav takes it out of your Rishus, then you can't be Makdash it, you can't be Poyder it. So you're answering it, Kol HaNilkat, that the Bailam did it in the morning before the Ganav came to take it. Okay, that's good. But our Kol Ponim are coming out now, Alma Istay Breira. If you hold Kol HaNilkat, you have to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds from Breira. That means the Balabas has a right to put down money in the morning, and he wants to be paid to the Karen Ravai. Which Karen Ravai? We don't know yet. If a Gazlan comes along and takes from Karen Ravai throughout the day, you mean that Karen Ravai, those payers, should be paid on this money. So that's totally in Breira. Because right now when you put down the money, we don't know which one you meant. So that's called Breira. For the Markashai, for Rabbi Yechonon, less lay Breira, have a Kasher anyway. Rabbi Yechonon does not hold from Breira. What's the Raya? Because the Yom Rabbi Yasi, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, the Locher is, Ho'achin Shelchoku, Lokuchosein, Umachziren Ze Bleze, B'yoivel. Yishno Achim Shelchoku, brothers that divide up, in other words, when they Yashin their father, and therefore they make a Chalukah, yeah, that you take this field, I take that field. The Locher is Lokuchosein. We consider as if that they're buying and selling one to another. And therefore, Machziren Zelazeb Yevil. When it becomes Yevil, they have to return it again, the two brothers, and again divide it again. Because he holds Ein Breira. In other words, if you would hold the Eish Breira, the Pshat is when the father dies, he left over two fields. Now, which field belongs to which one? If you hold the Eish Breira, we say, whichever one they divide up and take, is we consider as if that's the one you get directly from your father. So you're not buying it one brother from the other brother, but rather we consider it, that's what you receive from your father. But if you hold Ein Breira, so when your father died, we do not know exactly which field should go to who. So when you divide it up, we ask if you're afraid maybe you're really taking your brother's field, and maybe your brother is taking your field. So then they're gazlonim. So what do? We consider as if one sold it to the other one. Like Reuven says to Shimon, listen, if this field that you have, if it really is supposed to belong to me, I'm selling it to you. That's because we hold Ein Breira. Like, we do not know really exactly which field belongs to which one of them. We can't be stomach on the fact later on when we divide it up and see clearly whose it is. That's the way it was supposed to be at the beginning. No, maybe at the beginning was supposed to be a different way. So therefore we consider it as if the two brothers sold it one to another. So therefore you see Rabbi Yechon holds Ein Breira. And therefore since we consider like they sold it one to another, the locher is by Yevil, it's master, it goes back on Yevil. Rashi says, Lekucha sein, we do not say, this is the portion that belongs to each one of them. Because if it would have been a real Yerusha, the Torah never tells you have to return a Yerusha on Yovel. It's only if you bought something that you have to return it on Yovel. So how come here by the brothers Yerusha we have to give it back? We say, we have to be afraid maybe each brother is taking the other ones. It's as if they're selling it then one to another. And therefore, when it becomes Yevil, they have to really return it. So therefore, it's called Achim Shechokul Akucha saying, Umachzirin Zelazeb Yevil. So I call upon you, see Rabbi Yechon holds clearly Ein Breira. Says, so how could Rabbi Yechon learn Shan the Breisa of the Tznuyin? Call Hamislakit, which means he does it in the morning, that's totally Ein Breira. So to see Rabbi Yechon again. So worse like this. Le'yalam, really, I tell you, call Hanilkat. No, Rabbi Yechon also agrees that the Snuyim say, at night time, the Balavos comes down and puts down the money and says, any Karen Ravai that was taken throughout the daytime, the pigeon should be upon this money. So if so, really it's a Kashan of Yechonon. Here the Snuyim holds, you could make a pigeon on something that's not in your Rishus. At night time, when the Balavos comes home, after the Ganovim already took the Karen Ravai, now you're making a pigeon. So you make an opinion on something that's not in your Rishus. Since so, that's a Stam Mishnah, so how can Rabbi Yochanan says not like that? I'll answer you, for Rabbi Yochanan, Stoma, Achrina, Ashkach, and the Chanami. This is a Stam Mishnah that's Nuyim, that you could be Matish or something that's not in your Rishus. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan said you can't is because he has another Stam Mishnah that says you can't. So he passed like that Stam Mishnah. The Sinan, we learned like this, it says clearly, Ein ha-goynif Acher Haganif Mishalom Tashlumi Kefil, that the second ganif that steals from the first ganif does not have to pay that kefil. The question was, am I? Why not? Bish Leim Leganif Rishon Leim Mishalom. I understand why he does not have to pay back to the first ganif kefil, because the pasuk says the gunaf mi beis ish, for loy mi beis haganif. When do you have to pay kefil? When you steal something from the owner. The first ganif that stole from the owner, that's called the gunif and beis ish. But the second ganif now, he's not stealing from the first owner, he's stealing from the ganif. So to pay back to the ganif, that's going to have to pay that kefil, because the ganif doesn't own it. Ella, but the question is, lebailam nishalam, how come the second ganif doesn't have to pay back to the first ganif kefil? Like, if you're going to tell me, this chaytus, wherever it is, it belongs to the first owner. It's the shalom of the first owner. Since the main thing of an object is who really owns it, so the first owner still owns it, even though somebody stole it. So if a second ganef steals from the first ganef, he should have to pay back to the first owner, kefil. Ela, how can we say the second ganef is potter from kefil? Ela lav, isn't it because Shemamina, that we say the svara, zelafi shein shaloi, the zelafi shein v'shusoi, that we do not consider this object like it's vaguna libesish. We do not consider it like you stole it from the original owner. Even though it's shaloi, it belongs to him, but it's not in his possession. Since the ganef already has it now, when you steal it from the ganef, you're not stealing it from the possession of the owner. You're stealing it from the possession of the ganef, and that's no good. So here's the Stam Mishnah here, that Beisoi, what does real Beisoi mean? Two things. It means it's Shaloi, and it's in your Rishus. It has to be under your possession. But here that a Ganef has it, so the owner now, it's not called in his possession, it's not called in his Rishus. Therefore, if somebody steals it from the Ganef, they're potter from paying Kefil. You only have to pay Kefil if you really steal it from the owner, means it was Shaloi, and it was in his possession. But here that the Ganef has it, it's not in the Rishus of the first owner. So you see clearly what Rabbi Yochanan says, that to be a real Bailam, to be not just something, it has to be Shaloi, and it has to be Rishusai. Here that it's not Rishusai, you don't have the Svara. Zelofi Shena Shaloi, Zelofi Shena Rishusai. So Mela, this is Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan passes like. Yes, but surely there is another Stam Mishnah that was not like this. There's a Stam Mishnah like this, Nuyim, that you could be Matish Poi, this one that's not your Rishus. Rabbi Yochanan passes your kid, because it goes like this Stam Mishnah that holds, if you're ganif from a ganif, you're potter from kefil, because it's not the Rishus of the Bailim, so you see such a svara, if it's not his Rishus, it's not really called Beisai. So where is the question? Good. But Umay Chos, this the Yozal Bosa, he's Stamo, Levet Ki Ay Stamo, this Nuyim. How can Rabbi Yochanan passes like this Stam Mishnah that holds, if it's any Rishus, it's no good? Why doesn't he pass like the Tznuyim, the Stam Mishnah of the Tznuyim? That even though it's not in your Rishus, the Ganafim took the Leket already, or the Kerem Revai, still you could be poiser it. How come he doesn't know like that Stam Mishnah? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Mishum de Messiah Lekro. Because really there's a Raya from the Pasuk, like the second Stam Mishnah. Because the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yaktishes beisoi kodesh Lashem. The person wants to be makdish his house, it's like kodesh Lashem. So he's asking like this, Ma beisa rishusai, just like your house is in your possession, not only do you own your house, but your house is in your possession to do whatever you want with it. Afko rishusai, anytime you want to go be makdish something, it has to mamish be in your rishus. And therefore, if a ganef took it already, it's not in your possession, you cannot be makdish it. Alright, turn over. So Mar says now, Omar Abaye says, Ilav di Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Tznuyin for Rabbi Doisa. Omru Dover Echad, if it wasn't for the fact that Yechanan said that the Tznuyin and Rabbi Doisa both say the same halacha, I would have thought to say differently. I would have thought to say Tznuyin is lo to Rabbi Doisa. True, the Tznuyin holds from Doisa Svara. But maybe Rabbi Doisa less than the Tznuyin. Maybe Rabbi Doisa would not agree to the Tznuyin. Again, the what? The Tznuyim said that in the morning, that at evening you put down money to make a pigeon on Kerem Ravai. And Rabbi Doisa said that at night the owner would come home and would be mafker any one of the leket that the Aniyim took. So Abaye said, I would have said to say that Tznuyim is the Rabbi Doisa. The Tznuyim that says that you could be poida
the Karen Ravai, after it was taken already, they for sure hold like Rabbi Doisa, you could be mafka something even though it was taken already. But maybe Rabbi Doisa left the Tsnuyim. Rabbi Doisa that says you could be mafka it would not agree to the Tsnuyim. Tsnuyim is like Rabbi Doisa, why? Or ma beganef avdoi. Ma beganef, mazach when you steal something. Of the Rabbonim takanto, the Rabbonim make a takono, aniyim, tzrich lameima. So for sure, for the aniyim, we should also make, we should do something. There's madaf to tznuyim hold that for a ganif, we try and make takonis, that at night time you could be paid to the Karen Ravai to save the ganif. So for sure, he holds like Rabbi Doisa, that when the aniyim took the leket throughout the day, even though they took by mistake, they took the wrong amount of leket, for sure we should make a takona to be maskered at night time for them. But maybe the opposite way, Rabbi Doisa less than the tznuyim. Maybe Rabbi Doisa does not agree to the tznuyim. Why? Aniyim udiyadul rabbonu takanto. Maybe it's only a special takana by the aniyim. Here the case was aniyim come throughout the daytime and they take away leket off your fields that they're allowed to. Just sometimes they take too much. Instead of taking only two bundles, they'll take three bundles. So of course they're an oni and they're doing brishus really. Therefore the rabbonu make a takana that the owner has the right to be maskered at nighttime, even though it's not his brishus. But maybe by a ganif, but maybe in the Tsnuyim's case, where somebody stole, somebody took some of your Karam Ravai. So the owner feels bad about it that the Ganev, not only over this Ganev, Gneva, he's even eating Karam Ravai. Maybe there's no Takana, there you can't save it, since there by nighttime, the Karam Ravai is not in your Rishus, maybe there of those souls you cannot be poider it. Maybe Yag is on the Tsnuyim. Amar Rav says, Ilav the Yom Reb Yechon. That's for the fact that Reb Yechon said Tsnuyim. Rabbi Doisa Amru Dov Rechon. It wasn't for the fact that Reb Yechon said that it's Tsnuyim. And Reb Doisa said the same thing. Have a mean. I would have thought to say like this: Man Tana Tsnuyim. Who's the Tana that holds like Tsnuyim that you could be paid a Karam Ravai even after it was stolen from you? Rabbi Meihi goes across Reb Meir. Why? Lavam Reb Meir. Doesn't Reb Meir say Maise Mam Gavoyu? That Maise Sheni is called Mamun Gavaya. V'yafilu ochi still in your pediya, ukma rachmona b'shusay. You have a right to be poida Maise Sheni. In other words, if it's Mamun Gavaya, it's not in your reshus. So how could you ever be poida it? It doesn't belong to you. Elamai, the Torah put Maise Sheni into your reshus that you could be poida it. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, v'yimgoyal yigoyal lishmi maisaroi, is maisaroi is chamishasa yosef olav, is kaya rachmona maisaroi, umaisav chamish. The Torah says we consider the Maaseh Sheni as if it's yours, even though really it's not yours, because really it's called Mamun Gavaya. Still, for Hilchos Pidyon, the Torah considers it like it's yours, and therefore you have to add on to another fifth. If so, I'll tell you, Karam Ravai Nami. The same halacha would apply to Karam Ravai also. That Goma Kodesh Kodesh Maaseh. We learn out Karam Ravai, the fourth year's crop, from Maaseh Sheni. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Kodesh Ilulim. It says like Karam Ravai, Kodesh Ilulim. Uksiv gavim ma'aser potuk ksiv ma'aser sheni v'chol ma'asorot mizeros v'priyets la'ashem u kodesh. So ma kodesh tchsiv gavim ma'aser, just like the ma'aser sheni. Afagav the mamun gavayu, even though really according to Rabbi Meir, ma'aser sheni doesn't belong to us. It's called mamun gavaya. Still living in pediya, when you go to be poydera to take the money to Yerushalayim and eat the peres here, ukme rachmona b'shusay. The Torah calls these fruits like in your reshus, and therefore you have to be ma'aser for chaimish. So I'll tell you, af hai, the same thing by Karam Ravai also. Kodesh nami dichsib gavi Karam Ravai. Af agav zlam amonu didehu. Even in the case that it doesn't belong to you, we're a ganav stole it already. But linyan achule, for this special kula, that you have a right to be mechel, to be poida, the Karam Ravai, ukma rachmona b'shusay. The Torah put it into your reshus. To aki isi b'shusay nami holav didehu. Because even when it's in your reshus, also, it should not be in your reshus. Because Karam Ravai has Kedusha to it. So it should also not be considered in your Rishus. And still the Torah put it into your Rishus. V'motzi Meichel. Mishum Hochi Motzi Meichel. Because so here also, you could be Meichel. That's why the Tsnuyim hold that if you own Karam Ravai, and throughout the daytime a Ganav came and stole some of it, at nighttime you have a right to be Poida, that Karam Ravai that was stolen, even though it's not in your Rishus right now. The Torah says not because you can be marked as something that's not in your Rishus. Regular Hegdish, of course, is only if it belongs to you and in your possession. But Maaseh Sheni and Karam Ravai is different. Because there really is Kaddish. Kaddish is not called, it's called Mamun Gavoya. It's not in your rishus anyway. Just the Torah gave you a special halacha that you have a right to be poter it as if it's in your rishus, even though really it's not in your rishus. So that even though somebody stole this from you, still you could be poter it. That's what the Shluim say, pidyon help on gzeila. Avagabi leket, but in the case of Reb Dosa's case, where Anani throughout the daytime took too much leket, he took three bundles more than he's supposed to. Here I'll tell you, kiv the memoina. The day, since the money belongs to him, it's his leket, the owner, like it's your field. You own the leket. True, if you drop one or two pieces, that you have to leave for the yoni, he has the right to take it. But when you drop three, the yoni has no right to take it, it's mamash yours. If so, I'll tell you, swear maybe, ki yisib rishusay hudu mati maskule. If you own it, it's in your rishus, then you can be maskurit. But maybe kilesib rishusay here with aniyim took it home already, so it's not in your possession anymore, le mati maskule. Maybe here, by leket, the tsunim at hold, you can't be maskurit. Therefore, he would have said that not totally zeb zeh, Rebbe dais and it's nuyim. Omer Ravina Ravina says, Ilav di Yom Rebbe Yechon, that's Rebbe Yechon that said, Sunuyim Rebbe dais Yom Rebbe Yechon, they both hold the same shita. Have I mean, I would have thought it like this. Man tan it's nuyim. Who is the shita of the nuyim? Rebbe dais he. It's not like two different man di Yomim, it's one man di Yom. Ki hechad le tikshi stam mishn Rebbe Yechon, Rebbe Yechon, kistan yechidoi, this will be a posh teretz, not yes to steer a stam mishnah Rabbi Yechanan. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan himself says you can't be marked as something that's not in your rishus. I to stam mishnah of tsnuyim, you could be pointed as something that's not in your rishus. The teretz is not a stam mishnah. The tsnuyim goes according to Rabbi Daisa. It's a das yochid. So therefore Rabbi Yechanan doesn't pass with that mishnah.